Now back again to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is John S. Doyle.
Father Paul Murphy, the army chaplain who was stabbed by a 16-year-old boy at Renmore Barracks in Galway last August and received 7 serious injuries, is prominent in the papers this morning. Father Murphy was in the Central Criminal Court yesterday to make a victim impact statement. The Irish Examiner reports on a moment that stunned and moved court practitioners hardened by years of dealing with murder and rape cases. The sight of Father Murphy reaching out to his attacker, placing his left hand on the boy's shoulder and talking intimately with him, with the boy placing his hand on the priest's back, stopped people in their tracks, Cormac O'Keefe reports. Turning to the boy seated behind him, the chaplain said, "As a man of faith, I am in the business of forgiveness, and I offer to you the forgiveness that will hopefully help you to become a better person." The boy, who had been looking intently at the priest, leaned towards him and said, "I'm sorry." It's the lead story for the Examiner and the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star leads with the statement read in the Special Criminal Court yesterday for the mother of gunman Tristan Sherry, who was murdered on Christmas Eve 2023 in Blanchardstown, County Dublin. She said, "They beat my son so badly, I couldn't even recognise him." The Irish Sun's main story is from the Central Criminal Court yesterday, where Daniel Blanaru received a life sentence for killing his partner, Larissa Serban, a mother of 3, in Athboy, County Meath, 3 years ago. Her family told the paper that the man was a demon devoid of any humanity. Deportation is the lead story for the Irish Independent and Irish Times, as you may have heard discussed earlier in the programme. The Times reports that there has been a 3-fold increase in deportation orders issued so far this year, compared with the same period last year, as part of a deliberate hardening of policy towards immigration by the government. And the Independent says the aim this year is to double last year's figures for deportations. In the Times, Conor Gallagher reports that a Russian Navy intelligence gathering ship has been tracked through Irish-controlled waters and is refusing to respond to communications from the Naval Service. And you may have heard him talking about this earlier on Morning Ireland. He says that previous sightings of similar naval vessels have raised concerns that Russia is surveilling or mapping Irish subsea infrastructure and data cables. The so-called deal between Independent TD Barry Heenahan and the government for his support of the coalition does include the newly approved €103 million A&E unit at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. So the Irish Daily Mail reports, based on correspondence between Mr Heenahan and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, which the paper says it has seen. The Mail's Craig Hughes also quotes the Taoiseach as doubling down yesterday on his insistence that no deals were done. "There is no constituency deal, there is no Heenahan deal," he said. The Irish News leads with what it calls a major speech by the Taoiseach in Dublin Castle yesterday, in which he outlined his vision for a shared island over the next decade. He announced an extra €1 billion cross-border funding to further economic, cultural, educational and other ties between North and South. Present at the launch was the Orange Order's Grand Secretary, Mervyn Gibson. He is quoted in the Belfast Telegraph as saying that the Shared Island Initiative has no United Ireland agenda. He said, "We live on this island and I think we can be good neighbours." The building of roads is the subject of a letter to the Times. Environmental campaigner Dr Ola Lochan Nordrum of Beggars Bush in Dublin notes the approval for a new road from Cork to Ringaskiddy, just a year after the completion of the Dunkettle interchange and the second ring road which Galway County Council is pushing for. "The money we've spent and continue to plan for on roads in these cities could go a long way towards funding fast-tracked tram systems for both," says Dr Nordrum. "But we never learn. We keep building more roads and more people keep driving."
John S. Doyle.